What's in the news? Leaking information? There's an app for that.
So I just received a new message, which again is end-to-end encrypted.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. John Broad says he wasn't thinking whistleblowers or leaks of secret information when he made the app called Confide.
You unveil the message by wanding over it with your finger.
Read the message, then it vanishes.
The message is gone forever. It's deleted from our servers. You can't archive it, print it, save it, cut and paste it. Again, just like the spoken word, it disappears.
You can't even take a screenshot of it.
The message self-destructs, so I can't go back in and try to piece together a number of screenshots into the actual message. And it notifies both the sender and a recipient that a screenshot was attempted.
We are looking into that very seriously. It's a criminal act.
President Trump has vowed to prosecute information leakers in the wake of the ouster of his national security advisor. CBS News has learned at least three prominent White House staffers have Confide accounts, but it's not known if this sort of app has been used to get information to journalists.
They're likely violating the law if they are revealing that information through any means.
Former Justice Department attorney Carrie Cordero.
Sometimes these apps give users a false confidence that they will never be able to be traced. And although the communication in this particular app might disappear, that doesn't mean that the user is necessarily not able to be traced in any way.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.